WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
The Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Our pregame coverage will continue in a few minutes with the Badger Notebook as we check in with Patrick Herb. Back shortly. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
If you're a Badgers fan, you know that scoring big on the field is everything. Few things feel as good as watching your team make it to the end zone. Off the field, you can experience that same feeling with a Magnum Tractor from Case IH. Magnum Tractors match the power, speed, and strength of the best Badgers players by helping you tackle any and every challenge that comes your way. Score big with a Magnum Tractor this season by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers to learn more. On Wisconsin.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
We're not comfortable.
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
The Badgers pregame coverage continues from Minneapolis, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, the annual battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. Speaking of this rivalry, we know the Gophers have won the last two meetings, but what kind of trends you see in here in this series?
Well, we've spent a lot of time, and the team has spent a lot of time in the offseason focusing on finishing games, being stronger in the fourth quarter, playing your best football at the end of the season. If you want a big reason why they keep banging that drum, look no further than this rivalry with Minnesota. After winning 14 in a row, famously, Wisconsin's lost the last three of the five, and not finishing has been prevalent in those losses. Like, yeah, that's obvious. When you lose, you're not going to finish the game. But I think if you look at it even closer, it's been a big reason why they haven't been able to. In 2021, in that loss, the Badgers led 10-6 at the half, and they led 16-13 after three quarters the year later. They scored 0 points in the fourth quarter of both of those games. In 2021, it was a 7-point game in the fourth quarter. The final 15 minutes, the Badgers ran 16 passes and just two runs at the in the fourth quarter of that game. And both of the runs were Graham Mertz keepers. So you look back at it and you think, what in the world? And that's kind of part of that finishing mindset, that they were not able to do it. In the next year, last year, 2022, Wisconsin's fourth quarter drives went three and out, INT on three plays, turnover on downs. Now, you can't put it all on the offense. The defense wasn't able to protect those leads either. But Minnesota only scored 13 combined points in the fourth quarters of those two losses. So it wasn't as if they had blow up big quarters. Now, finishing games, playing strong in the second half, that's maybe started to become a strength for this Wisconsin team lately. We're not going to talk about the slow starts right now. We'll leave that for another broadcast.
We've already done that, we're good.
So, but we'll look at the positive part, that Wisconsin has outscored its opponents in four of the last five second halves. Only one they didn't was Ohio State, and that was 14-7, a very respectable against that team. Ohio State has outscored their other Big Ten opponents 126-30 in the second half prior to today's game against Michigan. But the Badgers have dug in defensively in the second halves recently also. They've not allowed a second-half touchdown in any of the last three games. The last time they did was that Ohio State game on October 28th, almost a month ago. So Wisconsin has allowed only 730 passing yards. That's 66 per game in the second half of contests that season, this season. That's the fewest of any team in the country. So they really have found something in making adjustments, buckling down on defense in the second half. In fact, from a scoring standpoint, it's been similar. They've outscored their opponents 148-83 in the second half and overtime this season. The flip side, they've been outscored by 33 points in the first halves of games. And it's interesting, this Minnesota team has notoriously started slow too. They've been outscored by almost 70 points in the first quarter this season. So two teams that start slowly. Now watch, somebody's going to return the opening kickoff probably. It seems the way it works. But the last note on finishing strong. So Braylon Allen in particular was a guy who talked about wanting to be stronger as games progress, wear down the opponents. And maybe we saw that a little bit last week. In rushing by quarter, he went 3 yards, 3 yards, 25 yards and a touchdown, 32 yards and a touchdown in that fourth quarter and overtime. That was a similar formula in the Illinois win. Rushing by quarter went 16, 33, 40, 56. So, again, if there's a recipe for success for this team, it's probably Braylon Allen wearing them down late. At least it has been this year.
All right, let's move on here in the last couple of minutes we have. We put it off until they became bowl eligible. Well, they are. They have the 6 wins. And, by the way, 5 could still be enough if they can't get, you know, obviously that is a moot point for Wisconsin, but for Minnesota, for Nebraska yesterday, because they're having trouble finding enough programs with 6 wins, and then if your APR is good enough, 5-win teams could get a bowl bid. But for Wisconsin, it's going bowling somewhere. So what kind of conversations are we hearing right now?
Yeah, on the Minnesota side, I think they're playing a little mental games. That PJ Fleck said all week that he doesn't think they're going to get into a bowl if they're 5-7. I actually think that they probably will because they have a high APR, but I think he's been trying to convince his team they have to win to get in. But yes, Wisconsin already took care of business, and so now the bowl picture, it's starting to become a little bit clearer. We won't know for sure until Sunday, December 3rd. That's when all the bowls actually make their selections. But there are bowls that are affiliated with the Big Ten, and then there are kind of a pecking order of teams that are selected. And if you're trying to forecast it, it's starting to look like there's about 4 realistic possibilities, but maybe only 3 as it gets down to it. The ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa is still a little bit in play, but it's probably an outlier because if the Orange Bowl selects a Big Ten team, which they likely will, the loser of Michigan, Ohio State, then that means that the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa, formerly the Outback, is no longer affiliated with the Big Ten, and they can go outside of that conference, and likely they would. So if that one's off the table, then it leaves really three kind of realistic ones. In order of my least desirable trips, I will put Detroit as the first one. That's the Quick Lane Bowl, the Motor City Bowl. That's on December 26th. That would be against a MAC team. Right now, that projected to be like an Eastern Michigan level opponent. The Pinstripe Bowl is also in play. Wisconsin was there in 2018. That's obviously in Yankee Stadium and is against an ACC opponent. Right now, that's trending towards a Boston College type of opponent. Wisconsin trounced Miami 35-3 in their only other pinstripe appearance. But the one that it seems to me most likely and the one that I think would be a lot of fun for Badger fans to attend would be the Music City Bowl in Nashville. That's on December 30th, and that would be against an SEC team. So, again, a fun bowl, I think, trip. Nashville's a fun city. But also you get to test yourself against an SEC brand. Right now it's kind of looking like an Auburn type. And it's been a long time since Wisconsin has been to Nashville. 2003 was the last time they played in the Music City Bowl. That was also against Auburn. That was a 28-14 loss. But as things are starting to take shape, I think a win here might secure a trip to the Music City Bowl. A loss leaves it up for grabs a little bit.
Yeah, it's a great bowl, Music City Bowl. It's a great place to visit. I was there 20 years ago. I know the game wasn't what Badger fans would have wanted, but it's a pretty good place to be.
Knowing Luke Fickell's relationship with Mike Vrabel, I think maybe Mike Vrabel will be the tour guide for the Badgers if they spend a week there.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you, sir. We'll check in with Patrick, our sideline reporter, as we get closer to kickoff. Our pregame coverage continues. Coming up, we'll hear from head coach Luke Fickell, brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
From Dane to Bull.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at AStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to A Street Auto.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 32 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow, tonight, 24. 1 to 2 inches of snow, tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Our pregame show continues, joined by Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame conversation presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. And let's jump right in. This Minnesota offense, I know they would love it to be better, but it does seem to be balanced. They will run it. But tell us what you're seeing from the quarterback, Luke, Ethan Kaliak-Manis. No, he had a really good game against Wisconsin last season. What are you seeing on tape?
I'm seeing the confidence, and maybe it hasn't gone the way they, you know, would have expected it all year. And I think early on they were a little bit more dynamic. I think they've, you know, been a little bit more in the mode of, you know, pound it as of late. But I do believe that they have the ability to be explosive through the air, even a little bit more than they do through the ground. And so what I've seen from him is a consistency. What I've seen is, it is not a panic. Like, maybe they were throwing the ball a little bit more earlier in the year. They've switched to what they believe they need to do, but you don't see, you know, like sometimes you can tell a quarterback in what he's thinking by his body language and stuff. If you're not throwing the football and you want to throw the football. And so you can tell he believes and buys into what it is that they're doing. And he's the leader of them offensively.
They've been known as a team that's really going to milk the clock. I mean, I'm noticing they're in that 63-64 plays per game. Is that you seeing that? I mean, they're going to try to ball hog it if they possibly can.
I would imagine. I think that, you know, they probably, you know, got that philosophy a little bit more, maybe so later in the year. I think they obviously did it last week, you know, in a unique situation playing, you know, away at Ohio State. But I wouldn't be surprised if they say, okay, we got to try to open this thing up a little bit and you know, move the ball down the field as well.
Defensively, by, again, their standards, which are pretty lofty, it hasn't been quite the same. But I just look at the, you know, you see their, see some of their tape, you see their front. It looks pretty stout. 92, Danny Strigo obviously can make some plays. I mean, sometimes I just look at statistics. You guys look at a lot more than that. What have your offensive staff, what all have they seen with this defense?
Well, I think they are pretty stout inside. Another group where the inside guys are really good players, hard to move, big, thick guys. They've had some injuries, and I think that's, you know, caused them some problems as well. But I just think that they're a team that's very, very sound. I mean, you're not going to get probably a whole lot of surprises, you know, for what they're going to do defensively. They're going to play quarters. They're going to mix it up. They're going to fire, you know, the corner. They're going to fire the nickel. That's not like last week's game against Nebraska, where they're just all over the place up front. They're a very sound and consistent defense. And, you know, when they have issues or when you have injuries with one of those groups that's like that, closer to where we are, a sound group, usually it makes it a little bit more difficult. Like, that's where I think maybe they've been this year, that, you know, they rely upon the guys that have played a long time because it's a really sound group. And when they've had some injuries, I think it's cost them some problems.
Little fluffy question here to close out. I mean, this is rivalry week. There are certain things that separate the college game from the NFL. I mean, all across the country, you have these games, the Egg Bowl, the Iron Bowl, the Old Oaken Bucket, obviously Michigan, Ohio State coming up this week. And this is the longest one that's been going on, the annual, the Wisconsin-Minnesota series. Fun isn't a word that probably enters into your vocabulary right now, but can you –
maybe when it's done, you take a step back and say, this is part of what's cool about college football, is that you have these rivalry games at the end of the season, where in the NFL, it's a little different animal.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you get into the season, especially towards the end, sometimes you recognize the fun when it's all said and done, right? I mean, but you prepare for these things, and a lot of times you're looking down the road at them, like how much exciting, how much fun that is. And I even remember back to playing in you know, some of the rivalry games, you know, for myself, and now you realize how much fun it was. But in the moment, sometimes it gets a little bit overwhelming. And I want our guys to understand, like, it means that much, that sometimes the fun has to be put on the back burner. And the fun ultimately comes when you do your job, get the job done, and you can celebrate and have a good time. But nonetheless, this is what college football is all about. And this is why college football is the greatest sport out there, and the most entertaining as well.
All right, good enough. That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame chat is presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Stay with us. We'll check out some other scores, take a look at the lineups, all that and more coming up. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the Children's Hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is a Midwest-based company that's committed to the values of honesty and integrity in all of our transactions. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, we have you covered. With huge selection, quality name-brand products, a knowledgeable staff, and competitive low pricing. Plus, with our fast direct-to-home shipping, you can quickly get back to doing what you love most, working on your ride. Bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it. And thanks for shopping locally.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
We're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Let's check out other scores in the Big Ten from yesterday. Iowa gets a walk-off field goal to defeat Nebraska 13-10. The Huskers in recent years have dropped to 3-18 in one-score games. Penn State, no trouble with Michigan State last night, 42-0. in West Lafayette, getting late, about 2.5 minutes remaining in the game for the Old Oak Bucket, and the Purdue Boilermakers lead Indiana 35-31. And in Ann Arbor in the final 2 minutes, 2 minutes of change remaining in the Big House, and Michigan leads Ohio State 27-24, and the Wolverines have the ball, penetrating now inside the Buckeyes' 25-yard line. Elsewhere in the top 25, Kentucky leading Louisville 38-31 in the final minute of that rivalry game. It is LSU leading Texas A&M 42-30 with less than 3 minutes remaining. Other games today, Alabama and Auburn, the Iron Bowl, Arizona and Arizona State, BYU and Oklahoma State, Vanderbilt and Tennessee, and 25th-ranked Liberty and UTEP. Those are all the 2:30 window games. The Apple Cup, Washington State against Washington. Interesting to see what the future of that series will be, obviously, with the conference realignment going on. Other games in the Big Ten, the 2:30 window, Illinois at home against Northwestern, and Maryland will be at Rutgers, and that is a check of your scoreboard. Let's check out the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jackson Aker, Badgers running back, is out for today's game. So Braylon Allen would be up as the number one, and you would figure Cade Iacomelli would be number two. The other two running backs who are dressing, Grover Bortolotti, as well as true freshman Nate White out of Milwaukee. He is in uniform today. Listed as questionable are Will Pauling and Bryson Green. Mentioned Pauling was hurt late in last week's game against Nebraska. Green did not play. Both are dressed. Just tell you from up here, like Pauling had a lot more bounce to him, but we thought last week, even the head coach didn't think Braylon Allen was going to play last week, and he carried it 22 times. So we'll continue to list both Pauling and Green as questionable. And that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now let's take a look at the U.S. Bank starting lineups. You can bank on us, U.S. Bank, equal housing lender. For the Minnesota Golden Gophers on defense, up front, the tackles are Kyler Ball. He's a 6'2", 305-pound fifth-year senior, and Devin Eastern, 6'6", 305, a redshirt sophomore. And the ends are Jalen Logan Redding, 6'4", 285-pounder, redshirt junior out of Columbia, Missouri, and Danny Strigo, who has 6 sacks this year out of Long Lake, Minnesota, 6'5", 255-pound redshirt junior. The linebackers, Cody Lindenberg is back in the fold. He's been injured most of the season, hasn't played the last 2 games. Matter of fact, this will be just the 3rd game he has been involved with this season. 6'4", 240-pound redshirt junior. Devin Williams, a sophomore out of Dublin, Ohio, 6'1", 230-pounder. And Ryan Seelig, 6'3", 235-pound, 60-year senior out of Lake Villa, Illinois. On the corners are Justin Wally, 5'11 junior, and Trayvon Jones, a fifth-year senior out of Warrenton, North Carolina. And the safeties are Coleman Bryson, 6'2", 210-pound redshirt freshman, and Tyler Newbin, one of the vets, 12 career interceptions, tied for the most in Minnesota football history. 4 of those picks coming this year, 6'2", 210-pound fifth-year senior. For the Wisconsin Badgers on offense, up front, the left tackle is Jack Nelson. The left guard is Joe Huber. Tanner Bordellini is the center. Michael Furtney and Riley Malman, the right guard and right tackle, respectively. Tight ends are Hayden Rucci, the fifth-year senior out of Lititz, Pennsylvania, and Tucker Ashcraft, 6'5", 245-pound true freshman from Seattle. Chimray DK, Quincy Burroughs, C.J. Williams, all in the receiving rotation. Will Pauling, we'll list him as the slot receiver. Skyler Bell, Vinny Anthony, would figure to get plenty of turns as well. Braylon Allen, the 6'2", 245-pound junior out of Fond du Lac. He's eager to do some damage at Minnesota's expense. 2 years ago, he was beat up, played, did what he could, but managed only 47 rushing yards on 17 carries. Last year, did not play because of injury. Goes into today's game with 819 yards, so 181 away from 1,000 for the season. And you know, through it all, he is still averaging close to 5.5 yards per carry. And Tanner Mordecai, the quarterback, 60-year senior out of Waco, Texas, last week was 18 of 28 through the air, 160 yards at a touchdown against Nebraska. He also ran it for 51 yards in that overtime win against the Huskers. And those are your U.S. Bank starting lineups. This series all time down the middle. 62 wins for Wisconsin. Likewise for Minnesota. 8 ties through the years. The Badgers have won 16 of the last 19, but the Gophers have taken the last 2. The trips up here have generally resulted in happy flights back, though. Wisconsin has won 8 of the last 9 times they have met in Minnesota. We mentioned the 133rd meeting all time. The 75th time they are playing for Paul Bunyan's axe, and that is a series that has been tilted Wisconsin's way through the years, 44 wins compared to 27 for the Gophers and 3 ties. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. One rivalry game. It's part of what makes college football great. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt Kickoff is next. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey friends, Mats and Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mats and Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Mats and Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
Did you know you can shop Cyber Monday early at Kohl's? Well, guess what? You can. With their Cyber Jumpstart deals, I got 40% off a vacuum and 50% off toys my kids will love. Then I found matching PJs for my whole family for 60% off, plus an extra 20% off. So what are you waiting for? Get to Kohl's now to save big. Select styles, floor care, and toys. Coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. Offers end November 26th. 20% off valid through November 27th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smarter together. Member FDIC.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing at a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your home for Wisconsin football. On Target.
There's a lot of deep roots here.
Another turnover forced by the Wisconsin defense.
On Our Game.
The culture is incredibly strong.
Loader intercepted. He's gone. He's gone. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
On the Rise.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
Hello. That's how you start your final home game of the year.
On the Verge.
We got one objective and one goal, and it's to play for a championship.
All the way.
On Wisconsin, it's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. The Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors, buildingwisconsintogether.com. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Badgers, the Gophers. Paul Bunyan's axe is on the line. Kickoff is just moments away. Now with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good afternoon from Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota, alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Kerr, Mike Keller, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson. Back at our network studio, and Craig Tauscher as well in the booth.
Spotting.
That's our spotter,
heck
Craig Tauscher.
Heck of a spotter today.
Doing it all. I'm Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football, the annual battle for Paul Bunyan's axe, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers on a cloudy and chilly late November afternoon. Up 30 degrees is what we'll have, a light breeze. Actually, all things considered, a pretty good day for college football and a good day for the latest chapter in this storied rivalry between the Badgers and the Gophers. Let's jump right in as we check out our keys to the game presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2024 Chevy Trax. Tosh, what you got today?
So I think there's a couple of things, and I mentioned it earlier, the fast start. It's been something Wisconsin has been unable to do pretty much all season. I can't remember a game where we came out thinking, man, this team really came out and was ready to rock and roll right from the jump. So when you're playing in a rivalry game with emotions, especially from Minnesota's standpoint, with the bowl opportunity on the line, I'd really love to see Wisconsin come out and go big early to try and take away any of the confidence and all that momentum that I think Minnesota's going to try to capture. And then when you look at who's going to be playing, typically those are things you don't have to really think about, but last week, I think we were all surprised that Braylon Allen was able to play as much as he did. We're expecting him to play a bunch today, and I think obviously running the football. But Will Pauling, how much availability is he going to have? We've seen him in warm-ups. He's doing some things. We don't necessarily know how much because he has been such a critical part to what this team has been, especially on third downs. And when the money's on the table, that's where Tanner Mordecai is looking. So availability, and man, it would be nice for a change for this Wisconsin team to get off to that fast start.
Boy, it sure would. That has been a season-long issue, as Badger fans are well aware. Cloudy sky here in Minneapolis, 31 degrees. A breeze out of the southwest about 8 miles per hour as the captain's ready to meet for the coin toss. Minnesota trying to win a game this month for the first time. They have been on the brink of bowl eligibility, but they come into this game with a three-game losing streak, dropping decisions to Illinois, Purdue, and last week at Ohio State. Our referee is Larry Smith. Let's get the coin toss.
This side is heads. This side is tails. What's your call?
Heads.
It's called heads. Wisconsin has won. We'll defer. Minnesota.
And there you go. Wisconsin, as you heard from referee Larry Smith, will play defense first before this game kicks off. Let's check in with our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb. The Gophers have won this game each of the last 2 years. So there's a general score to settle and maybe a little bit more personal with Braylon Allen as we get more from our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I think Braylon Allen speaks for a lot of his teammates when he says that he takes those losses to Minnesota. They just eat at him. He knows that in his tenure, he's 0-2. And he said after the Illinois win that game was personal to him because Illinois was one of the teams that bottled him up. Well, he feels the same way about this Minnesota team. His freshman year when he was here, he had just 47 yards. He was a little dinged up for that one. And last year, he couldn't play in the game with a shoulder and ankle injury. So he's sort of taking this one personally, too. He knows that this is a game that legacies are built on. And for him to end his career without winning the Axe is something that he can't bear. So knowing that Wisconsin could be thin at running back with Jackson Aker not even on the trip and also wide receiver, there's going to be more expected of Braylon Allen. And from a guy that's been talking all week, it seems like he's ready to bear those expectations and to help carry this team in the Axe game.
All right, the Gophers will receive. Go right to left as we see it. East to west. This is unusual because of the footprint here. Most stadiums are north-south. This is an east-west running field. So east to west go the Gophers here in the
first
quarter play.
You got one of those compasses out to know that, or is that just experiential?
Experience.
Okay. Patrick's report there, that's a great sign because all year we've been talking about Braylon Allen. You want to get him irritated. You want him lathered up, whatever it might be, and obviously he has a great passion to try to get that axe and to come out and have a big day. And Wisconsin is going to need him to play at a big-time level today, especially considering what we might be seeing out of the receiving corps.
All right, Quentin Redding and Chris Ottman-Bell are deep. Minnesota doesn't return a lot of kicks or punts. So we'll see how P.J. Fleck wants his guys to play it today as we are ready to roll. The Badgers, the traveling white unis, and the Cardinal trim. And here comes Lahm on the run-up, and the kick is away. And it will be Redding catching at the 8, right side 10, cutting right 15, 20, 25-yard line. Redding gets popped from behind near the 30-yard line, Gophers territory. And we are underway in the Twin Cities. By the way, it is going final in Ann Arbor, and Ohio State's miseries against Michigan will continue as the Wolverines, off-field drama and all, are headed to the Big Ten championship game with an unbeaten record. Michigan 30, Ohio State 24. It is over.
Does Harbaugh get that win, or how does that work?
That's a good question.
Okay, we'll find out later. Yeah. Get our spotter on that and see if he can get that info to us.
Well, the 28-yard line, Minnesota territory. First and 10 for Ethan Kaliak-Manis. The quarterback had a big day against the Badgers last year in Madison. Two receivers right, one on the left. Newman is the running back. Kaliak-Manis throws left side. Newman catches 30, 35, 40 up the sideline. 45-yard line popped out of bounds by Jake Shaney. Jordan Newman out of the backfield. An easy pitch and catch up to the 47-yard line of Minnesota territory.
Yeah, that's just a missed assignment. You cannot leave the flat that wide open, and I think that's just a miscommunication. Slow start, which is what we're not looking for. That is as easy as it's going to come for Minnesota.
Trips to the right, first and 10 Gophers at their 47-yard line. Jordan Newman is the running back, and he will shift to the left of the QB. And Kaliak-Manis will give it to him up the middle, and he gets drilled by Cheney across midfield of the 49 of Wisconsin on a gain of 4. Jordan Newman comes into this game with 442 rushing yards, 204 coming against Michigan State a few weeks ago. And it's going to be a second down and 6, Minnesota at the Wisconsin 49-yard line. We are just underway. Elijah Spencer wide to the right. Daniel Jackson slot to the right. He is a favorite target for Kaliak-Manis. Works out of the shotgun. Newman to his left, and now will move to his right. Kaliak-Manis reads it, keeps it, passes, deflected, incomplete. Darrell Peterson got his hands up in the air and knocked the ball away, and it's 3rd and 6 for the Gophers.
Yeah, Thompson did a really good job there and not kind of taking the bait. It looked like they're Minnesota trying to do a little bit of an RPO action, try to get a little bit of hesitation out of Thompson, and he just continued on his progress, got in the quarterback's face, and now we're setting up here with a 3rd and 6.
Chris Ottman-Bell wide to the right, two receivers to the left, 3rd and 6 from the Wisconsin 49-yard line. Corey Kroon, slot left, motions to the right. Kelly Ekmanis takes a snap, has time, throws it left side, back shoulder. It is incomplete, flag down. It was intended for Jackson. Nizer Forcurine on the coverage, and he is hit with a pass interference penalty.
Yeah, that was just the case. He did not get his head turned around. He was playing the body too much. I don't know if there was a ton of contact with it, but when you don't turn your head and you have a little bit of contact, you give the ref that opportunity to throw the flag. That was just one-on-one coverage, and he played the body, not turning his head, and they threw the flag.
And Minnesota gets a fresh set of downs, first and 10 at the Wisconsin 34-yard line. About a minute and a half gone by, just getting started here in the Twin Cities. Badgers 34, first and 10. Altman Bell wide right, Jackson to the left. Kelly Ekmanis back to throw, plenty of time. Gets Jackson wide open, 25 to the 20, to the 15-yard line. Jackson to the 10, Jackson to the 5, and finally taken to the ground by Preston Zachman. Inside the 5, they'll mark at the 4. Daniel Jackson, the senior receiver out of Kansas City, came in with 48 receptions, and very quickly, Minnesota is on the doorstep.
Yeah, just nothing up front, where no pressure. He had all day to sit and throw. They just dropped into a zone and no one there in the zone, and then the hustle and effort to chase down. It looked a little eerily similar to last week in the beginning.
From the Wisconsin 4, first and goal for the Gophers. Here's the handoff to Newman up the middle, and grabbing him by the waist is Darrell Peterson. But Newman still gets to about the 1. Second down and goal for the Gophers.
Yeah, just again, it's kind of repeating the same thing as last week. We're seeing a slow start. We're not seeing kind of that aggressiveness coming off from Wisconsin's defense. All kinds of time and space, and you give any college football team a bunch of time and space, they're going to be able to execute their plan.
Second down and goal from the 1. Kelly Ekmanis takes the snap, gives it to Newman, into the end zone, touchdown Minnesota. And here we go again. As Wisconsin defensively on its heels, the Gophers take advantage, and a little more than 2.5 minutes in, it's 6-0 Minnesota.
Yeah, and the frustrating part is, you know, we've seen this for the vast majority of the year, and this defense gets better and better, but at some point you're hoping you're not going to just kind of play and figure it out. You're going to come out and go, and this was not a great effort by this defense on this first drive.
Dragon Kesich out of Oak Creek, Wisconsin, on to attempt the extra point. Out of the hold of Mark Crawford, the punter, and a left-footed kicker converts the PAT, and that concludes a 6-play, 72-yard drive that took 2 minutes and 34 seconds. And we will have a timeout here in Minneapolis. Today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And drive on Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud sponsor of Badger football. 12:21 left in the first quarter. Minnesota 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 5-pack of assorted Hot Wheels are $3.99 each. An Onyx high-speed blender is $19.99. And a 10-foot family blanket is just $14.99 at Menards. There's so many Black Friday deals, I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through November 26th. See Menards.com for details.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
By the Badgers.
The Badgers play here. Tune into every game for Wisconsin football right here.
Wisconsin Badgers football on WFHR is brought to you by Members Advantage Credit Union, 8th Street Auto, Tri-City Services,
and Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Listen all season long on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. The Gophers make it look easy on that first touchdown mark, 7-0 Minnesota. A little more than 2.5 minutes into the first quarter.
Yeah, way too easy. Not even having to go get to a third down. And a couple of what I'm assuming is just busted coverages. Easy a route out on the flat to the tailback. And then a little bit of a crosser across the middle where there's nobody within 5 yards. And then chasing down. It was eerily similar to what we saw on the first drive with Nebraska last week.
All right, Dragon Kesich set to kick off. Vinny Anthony, Tretch Kekahuna are deep for Wisconsin. Badgers moving left to right as we view it in the first quarter. And the kick is away. And this will sail into the end zone for the touchback. And the Badgers will start at their 25-yard line. Well, the Badger defense started slowly. Let's see if the Badgers offense can come up with an answer here off of this early punch that the Badgers have just absorbed.
Yeah, and we'll get a good idea here of, you know, how much Will Pauling will be available. And the nice thing is you give, you know, if somebody isn't going to be out there, it looks like Will is out there right now if my eyesight is good.
You are correct.
So we'll get a look, but there's going to be some other opportunities for Vinny Anthony and some of the young players to make some plays as well.
Anthony is wide to the right. First down handoff, Braylon Allen off the right side, 25-yard line up to about the 29. Danny Strigo, defensive end, makes the stop. Gain of 4 for Braylon, and the Badgers go up-tempo. It is second down and 6 at their own 29-yard line. Pauling slot left now as Tanner Mordecai takes a snap, reads it, pulls it, throws to Hayden Rucci. He'll catch right sideline up across the 35-yard line. And it's Devin Williams checking him out of bounds at the 36 on the near side. That's a first down for Wisconsin.
Yeah, saw a lot of success last week with your tight ends pulling in the run game. Minnesota's going to watch that. A little easy flip there to Rucci to pick up the first.
First and 10 of the Badger 36. A play fake from Mordecai. Under some pressure, steps up. He'll run it, and he'll slide at about the 40-yard line, though. So he started the slide at the 39, a gain of 3 for Mordecai. Second down and 7 for the Badgers.
Yeah, a little bit of pressure off of the right guard from Wisconsin there, and Mordecai sees it, and instead of he was able to avoid the sack, and go pick up some positive yards.
Jim Ray, DK, Will Pauling, Hayden Rucci out to the left. Vinny Anthony to the right. Rucci motions into the backfield. Here's the handoff. Braylon Allen trying to turn it back up across the 40-yard line up to the 42. Strigo on the tackle. So Braylon picks up 3 more, and it's third down and 4 for the Badgers.
Yeah, nice job there by Fertney and Riley Malman of getting good push on the backside to allow Braylon to kind of cut that back and now set up a 3rd and 4.
Over the last 5 games, the Badgers have converted on 3rd down 48% of the time. They're 44% for the season. Slot right, slot left. 3rd and 4 for the Wisconsin 42-yard line. Mordecai gets the shotgun snap. 4-man rush. Tanner looks, throws, is batted in the air, and it's almost intercepted by the diving Cody Lindenberg. The linebacker almost came up with it. But the Badgers are forced to punt on 4th down and 4.
Saw a little bit of irritation there with the interior part of Wisconsin's O-line. Just a simple, I don't know if it was a miscommunication, but maybe a stunt pass off. And Tanner Bordellini very unhappy with Joe Huber. He ended up down on his knees. Very fortunate there that ball wasn't intercepted.
Atticus Bertram's on the punt. Quentin Redig is deep for the Gophers, and the kick is in the air. Redig signals for the fair catch, and he'll make it at the 13-yard line, maybe the 14, Minnesota territory, 44 yards on the punt from Bertram's. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. We'll step away. 10:30 left of the first quarter. Minnesota 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
Just has a touchdown. Tastes great teamwork. A successful farm. Tastes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit KHIH.com/Badgers. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
10:30 left of the first quarter, 7-0 Minnesota, and the Gophers back on offense starting at their 14-yard line.
Yeah, it's just, looking at this, it's so similar to last week. Wisconsin was moving the football, was able to get a first down running it, but way too much leakage on the pass attempt so far with Minnesota's D-line getting after our offensive line on those first couple of passes. That's got to get cleaned up.
Gophers will come out one back, two tight ends. Brevin Spann forward on the right. Nick Collar up on the left. Double wide to the left. Jackson in the slot. Elijah Spencer is wide. Kali Ekmanis under center. Takes the snap. Turns. Gives to Jordan Newman over the left side across the 15-yard line. Up across the 20. Hunter Wohler is there along with C.J. Getz. Still a strong first down run of 7 yards to the Minnesota 21.
Yeah, a lot of really good push by Minnesota's O-line. I was able to kind of ride Thompson right down, and if you can get 5, 6, 7 yards on first down running the football, you're going to be very effective on offense.
We'll stay with the two tight end set. The receivers, Spencer and Jackson, are to the right. Kali Ekmanis back in the shotgun. Second and 3 for the Gophers at their own 21-yard line. Kali Ekmanis rides it, gives it to Newbin up to the 24-yard line. And looks like he will have the line to gain. Getting in there for Wisconsin was Muma Jungmeta. That'll be a first down for Minnesota at its 24-yard line.
Yeah, they did a Wisconsin just kind of crashed their defensive line over the right side of Minnesota's offensive line. Muma did a really good job of reading through some of that blocking and being able to get off there and bringing him down after a 3-yard pickup.
Three receivers come out to the right. Elijah Spencer to the left. First and 10 for the Gophers at their 24-yard line. 9:15 left first quarter. Kali Ekmanis, quick shot right side. That's caught by Daniel Jackson across the 30-yard line. And Darrell Peterson will chase him down. Very close to the first down again. Up to the 34-yard line. Minnesota territory. It is a first down on a gain of 10.
Well, and normally you throw those little wide out, it's quick. It actually, kind of the ball stuck in his hand, or he pump faked. And Rico Hallman actually got blocked way too long on that, and that allowed a great shove and nice job by Minnesota's perimeter. That should not have been a 10-yard pickup, but it was.
Lebecki Brockington in the game comes out wide to the left. Caught the game-winning touchdown pass in Madison last year. Here's the snap, handoff to Newman. Got hit right away. Gets maybe a yard, and that's it. Hunter Wohler just not letting go. A gain of 1 for Newman. Second down and 9 for Minnesota.
Yeah, you saw they decided to bring Wohler down because right now Minnesota's doing what they want up front. So you have to start mixing and you have to start doing some different things. And Hunter Waller, a little closer to the line of scrimmage, shot the gap and was able to get in there to make a play.
Second and nine, Minnesota from its own 35-yard line. Jackson slot left, Spencer wide left. Callie Ekmanis back under his center. Nathan Bowe takes a snap, play fake, back to throw, steps up under pressure. Down he goes. Ben Barton getting to the quarterback. Yes, sir. Redshirt junior out of Stratford, Wisconsin. With the sack, though, mark of the 27 of Minnesota.
Yeah, a little pressure brought. As a play action, it looked like they were trying to go back. Hunter Waller kind of came coming off the edge again. He kept him inside, and then Ben Barton did a great job of getting off of his block and getting him down on the ground.
So the Gophers looking at a third down and 17 at their own 27-yard line halfway through the first quarter. 7-0 the Gophers. Two receivers left, one on the right. Sean Tyler is in at running back now, and they'll give it to him. Tyler up the middle across the 30-yard line. He gets whacked by first Waller and then Kamoi Latu. As Sean Tyler gets a rude greeting.